This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. When he was a toddler, my son did not do well with goodbyes. He loved nothing more than to be surrounded by a crush of family, and he'd cry mournfully when grandma and grandpa or the cousins drove away after a visit. The older we get, the more our lives are marked by goodbyes and loss. It makes me increasingly glad that saying goodbye is but a see you later among followers of Jesus. For as the Bible book of 1 Thessalonians explains, we do grieve over loss of those we love, but not like people who have no hope. It's as Jesus said to his disciples before his death, "A little while and you will not see me again, and again a little while and you will see me." Now, Jesus knew that a little while is a hard concept for us to understand humanly speaking. That little while seems too long. "So also you have sorrow now," Jesus acknowledged, "but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." One day, Isaiah 8 says, "Death will be no more, and the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces." I love the beautiful sentiment my friend Dick uses to express the hope that believers share together. He says, "Wherever you go, I'll see you soon." Whether separated in life or through death, this is the precious comfort available to every follower of Jesus Christ.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.